Good afternoon, I'm Patrawan, Head of Investor Relations, and welcome to AirAsia Aviation for fourth quarter and full year end date of 2020 result briefing. This is my pleasure to introduce my presentation, in which you will hear from Mr. Francisco Huang-Chaya, CEO of AAV and Thai Air Asia, Mr. Pailatpon Pattanangun, CFO of AAV and Thai Air Asia. Besides, today we have Khun Thattaporn Bharawel, Executive Chairman, joining us during the Q&A session. Before we start, we would like to remind all of you to keep your mobile phone on silent and mute the microphone during the presentation to avoid signal disturbance from the external environment. And at the end of our presentation, we will open the floor for Q&A sessions. And now I would like to hand over to Mr. Francisco for presentation.
Thank you. Good afternoon, gentlemen. First of all, thank you for joining us today. And this is really good to see you all safe and sound. We have been with COVID for almost a year now, and it's good to see that everyone is still keeping good shape. A lot of good news coming our ways. First of all, we are still alive and breathing after all the years. Second, yesterday, Thailand's already, received the first batch of vaccines from China. The Prime Minister will take a jab very soon, so the country will be vaccinated soon. So as the countries around the world, everyone and everyone else is taking vaccine. So good news, because the world is going to a recovery very soon, especially the travel industry. Also, the good news that we have had a recent quarter four last year was good for us. A full recovery in terms of domestic. Unfortunately, a small hiccups just before Christmas. But by the way, it's a good quarter for last year, quarter four. So we first discussed about the numbers. So I'll get Khun Pairat, our Chief Financial Officer, to walk you through the results of last quarter last year and the full year of 2020. Pairat, please.
Thank you. Good afternoon, everyone. For the results of the last quarter, for the fourth quarter of 2020, as the topic here has been shown, is sound improvement, but there are some headwinds. As Khun Thattaporn mentioned earlier, unfortunately, we have some hiccups because of the second wave of COVID, which has started since around before Christmas. So we can say that Q4 is in entirely improvement picture, because there's some hiccups at the very end of the quarter. However, this is a number that I would like to highlight to you guys. The ASK of fourth quarter is at 3.15 billion. It's the 70% growing up Q on Q, but of course it's 51% down from last year. Basically, we have cut the capacity down since April, and we are able to increase the capacity back to normal level before COVID since September. So in September onwards until December, capacity is 100% comparing to last year pre-COVID on the month-to-month basis. On the load factor, we end the quarter with 74% load factor, improved by 9% from the third quarter, which we see this as a good sign. This can show that once the window of opportunity also open, we can just grab the thing, and then we can improve the performance. We carried 2.81 passengers in the last quarter, 51% growing up from Q3, and we have been traveling to four domestic routes at the end of the year. Next, please. And this light, as the name says, like we're seeing some light at the end of the tunnel. You can see the improvement in every area. On the sales and rev and services number is going up from 2.1 billion to 3.4 billion. And on the EBITDA is also less negative from minus 862 only down to minus 112. And this has been including the fuel hedge loss in the quarter already. So if we are knocking off this fuel hedge, I mean, the EBITDA in Q4 itself is in positive. And for the loss after tax, it has been improved as well in terms of performance from 3.3 billion loss up to 2.0 billion loss only in the fourth quarter. I would like to emphasize that in the last quarter, we have quite a big number from a loss on the ROU impairment of 1.4 billion. But however, we have like the gain from the exchange rate loss, sorry, gain from the exchange rate in the last quarter as well because of the appreciation of Thai baht from the last quarter to the end of the year. Next, please. So the highlights of the performance, as I mentioned, the revenue is coming down quite a lot from the capacity cut, 61% year on year. We reached 16 billion Thai baht revenue for the whole year. That has been decreased from the 50% drop in passengers, and also the average fare has been dropped as well, as you can see the drop in the RASK later on. On the EBITDA, we closed the year with negative 2.2 billion on the EBITDA, and the loss for the year is 8.6 billion. On the AAV level, we took only 4.7 on the proportion of the holdings in the share of the company. Basically, the cost of the loss for the year is coming from the fixed cost that can be reduced even we are reducing the capacity. Of course, the variable portion has been coming down accordingly, but the fixed cost, such as the depreciation from the aircraft, the ROU, has been stable. And also the fixed cost from the basic salary has been stable as well. However, we have been implemented some campaigns during the year to have the leave without pay voluntarily from the staff. And that has helped us somewhat in terms of fixed cost. The fuel cost itself, in the net loss here, we are included of the fuel hedge loss for the year of 2.5 billion Thai baht in 2020. But on the variable side, of course, it's coming down because of the volume that we use has been reduced. And also the other variable cost is also coming down, like the distribution cost, the airport operation cost has been coming down a lot as well. So I think the highlight from the quarter or the year is the impairment of the ROU asset that we have taken to account of 1.4 billion. Basically, because in Thailand, we have the exemption clause from local authorities not to do the impairment, but we decided to just recognize this impairment in the last quarter. The calculation is coming from you just compare the net book value of the ROU asset with the future cash flow that can be generated from this particular aircraft. So from the calculation, we have decided to impair a portion of the aircraft in the fleet. So totaling numbers of this would be 1.4 billion. And this is coming from the aircraft, which is going to be expired soon, maybe in a year or two. So this won't be long. I mean, like it shouldn't be repetitive in the next year. And at the same time, the relevant depreciation will be reduced as well in 2021 and 2022. ASK has been down by 62%, as I mentioned about capacity. But in terms of RASK, you can see it only down by 10%. Because we can still manage a somewhat level of the domestic fare during the year. CASK is going up 49%, but with outfield, it's going up by 63%. Okay, I think that kind of conclusion of the operating results. Thank you.
Okay, so next, let me update you with the business outlook. First of all, let me share you the scene of the aviation industry for last year. Can we move to the, yeah. You see the black bar is, the black column is the industry capacity. And the red ones are Thai Airways. So first quarter is still, we call it pre-COVID. It's January, February, and March 2020. In fact, we were affected by the pandemic. It started from end of February, starting March. We have to cut down a certain numbers of international flights. But the whole thing stopped completely in April. So no movement, a lot of planes, all the planes in Thailand are grounded at all the airports. And then slowly it was built up, but international front is completely closed the door, the country closed the door for all international travels. So the resumption is only from a domestic market. So from May onwards, you can see that the industry is ramping up in terms of capacity. So as our fleet and our operations, so we are building up gradually. We build up the capacity until the last quarter 2020. Starting from October, you can see that we resume all the domestic operation 98% of pre-COVID, meaning that it's almost status quo with pre-COVID operations. And we even surpassed it in November and December because of the additional flights from Suvarnabhumi base, which we started in late September, early October. So in terms of capacity, we are building up and fully recovered, I would say, for domestic market in the last quarter. Unfortunately, like I said, like we all know that the second wave hit us a few days before Christmas, starting from a seafood market in Surakorn, which is a 1 hour drive from Bangkok. And that cluster, I mean, a lot of infectious cases from that cluster, and then it's spreading around the country. Then the country has to, the government has to announce the state of emergency, where a lot of restrictions was imposed. A lot of confusion because it hasn't been, I mean, fully locked down. The government didn't say that you are not allowed to travel, or you can travel only with passes or whatever. They just recommend you not to travel. And then they, I mean, liberate this province to issue their own restrictions. So that creates a lot of confusion because people don't know if they get to a destination, do they have to do a quarantine or not? Or a certain a part of the country, it has been locked down, no movements allowed. So a lot of confusion, so people not travel. So demand drops completely from end of the year going forward into January and February. But as we speak, the situation right now, right after Chinese New Year, we have seen a big improvement in terms of forward booking. Because partly of the reason is that the situation in Thailand in terms of COVID is now under control. No new cluster, and the number of new cases has gone down to two digits only, so less than 100 per day. So that's a good news, and a lot of restriction has been eased. Now we can go to a restaurant, go to a pub, and enjoy consuming alcohol now, which I plan to do this weekend. So a lot of restriction has been eased and demand will be stimulated. So from March onward, we expect the domestic demand to improve, and we expect a full recovery of domestic market in April. So that's a good news. But in terms of international, it's very much depend on the vaccination at the policy of the government. So now we are talking about people get vaccinated. Are they allowed to come into the country? And that's we are working with the government, with the tourism authority of Thailand, trying to push it, because we expect that a certain region like Europe, the vaccination percentage is high. So once they got vaccinated, people will, ready to travel. And then Thailand is one of the, destination of choice, because our track record in health administration and COVID control has been proven very good. So we are one of the destination of choice. So the Tourism Authority of Thailand is expected to welcome tourists as early as third quarter this year. But that will be from a certain region, for example, like from Europe. But that will help us in terms of domestic travels. Because people will come here and then join our domestic network. But in terms of international flights, for us, we expect to commence the international flights starting from last quarter this year, or quarter four, in our neighboring countries, Indochina or Hong Kong or Singapore, the country that got vaccinated and the government allowed them to travel to. So that's the plan for resumption. So in summary, we expect a full recovery of domestic resumption in April this year. And for international, we expect to resume a certain number of international flights in the fourth quarter this year. Next, please.
Hi, everyone. I'm here. If you have any questions, please ask me.
Okay. Let me finish the presentation first.
Please.
Okay. This show you the market share of the domestic market. You can see that we are still a strong number one. We are still a strong market leader in domestic market. The inner circle is 2019 market share, and the outer circle is 2020 market share. You can see that we have managed to increase our market share by 2% from 33 to 35. Our rivals, our competitors, nothing changed much, except Thai Vietjet, where the market share grew from 6% to 12%. So they doubled the market share, partly because of the information on your right-hand side. They add the number of aircraft into the fleet. So Thai Vietjet adds 4 aircraft into the fleet, making them now 15 aircraft as of end of last year or beginning of this year. While some competitors are withdrawing their capacity, for example, the most outstanding one is Thai Lion, where they withdraw 20 aircrafts out of the fleet. So others remain the same. Thai Airship, we retired one aircraft last year. And then talking about next year, right now we have 62 aircraft. 4 of them we own. 7 of them are on field lease, and the rest are on operating lease. Out of the fleet, 2 of them are A321neo, and the rest are A20neo and ceo. Next year, we plan to withdraw 8 aircraft on retirement, 6 of them, and then relocation to our AirAsia family in other country. 4 of them. So altogether, 8 aircraft will be withdrawn from the fleet. And we think it's the right size to match with the demand for next year. The strategy is very simple. We will try to maximize the domestic market where we have a strong ground as a market leader. So we'll strengthen our position as a market leader. And then one of the key initiatives is to do a fly-through on domestic. So now you can connect from destination to destination via our Bangkok hub, DMK and BKK. So people can travel seamless and you don't have to go out and check in again. So it will be a fly-through in terms of domestic in our major hubs in Bangkok, Chiang Mai, and Phuket. Also, we will seek new opportunities to find more additional revenue while we are waiting for the borders to open. Like I said, it's a lot of things depend on the vaccination, and we have already working with IATA and the government in terms of ensure that once the borders open, we have a system ready, and then we are ready to fly international. So we will do that with the government in terms of trying to seek opportunity to open international destination once the opportunity arises. Also, we will grow revenue in non-airline business. In line with the group policy in enhancing initiative in selling more non-allies product with OTA, which is launched already. So we sell not only our airlines, but other airlines. We also sell hotels. We also sell a Snap, which is a combination of hotels and flights through our Asia.com apps. Also, we launched e-commerce platform in terms of AirAsia Shop, AirAsia Fresh, and AirAsia Foods, which is will be the super app, and also will be delivered by our partner Teleport, who is also maximizing our opportunity in selling cargo as well. And also, our strength will be even enhanced this year with the efficiency of controlling costs. We continue to do so, and we have managed to right-size the headcounts, operational and backroom staff. So, have to save a lot of money in terms of payroll. We also will try to scale up our operation in Suvarnabhumi Airport in order to enjoy the economy of scale. We will launch more initiative in terms of digital services in check-in, seamless check-in where we can reduce headcount at check-in counters so people can go to check-in by themselves. Even baggage load, you can do it by yourself now. With the self-tagging machine and everything Good. Else. So FESS is also being developed. Next, please. So this is a vaccination. We already talked about it. So Europe will get vaccinated soon. Neighboring countries in Asia like China and ASEAN countries will be have already started vaccination. And we'll be vaccinated soon. So it pretty much depends on the government policies and the talks between governments in order to facilitate the travel within the region and between ASEAN community. I think there's been talk in terms of liberating or opening up borders. So that's a good news. I think vaccination will be the key player in terms of traveling and aviation industry from now on. I think we can skip that quarantine things because it's not a good thing to travel. But once you got vaccinated, you got the pass, we have the system ready, and then you can travel. Next, please. Okay, this is a logistic part of the business. We talked about two things. Teleport is doing two things for us. First one is cargo. So you can see from the map that we already started our cargo business both from Don Mueang and Suvarnabhumi Airport to various destinations like Maldives, Sri Lanka, Myanmar, Vietnam, Hong Kong, and Singapore. And we even enhanced to the expertise of teleport. And also here with teleport, we also responsible for the delivery service. Once we launched e-commerce platform like Shop or Fresh or Food, it will be delivered by teleport, who is now recruiting merchants and riders and teleporters who deliver the product to door-to-door kind of service. Also, we are ready to take part in the vaccine distribution. We have started working with the authorities to get ourselves ready to be part of the vaccination distribution in the coming future, because the majority of Thailand will be vaccinated from June onwards with our local production of AstraZeneca. They plan to distribute 10 million doses of vaccine a month. So with that kind of volume, I think air transportation of vaccine, we play a special role, and we are ready to do that. And we have connected with the relevant authorities in offer ourselves as part of the chain. So we are looking forward to that until it's confirmed. Okay, next is, so we earlier mentioned about the vaccination. So we are preparing ourselves in terms of getting the digital initiative to help facilitate people to travel. So our system is ready to facilitate passengers in terms of vaccination, verification, and everything else. So in the near future, once you travel, you need a verification at your end destination. What kind of vaccination they need? A trusted labs where you got the jab and everything else. So we have designed a system to facilitate that. So as other things like the improvements in terms of app and website, and also the AVA, which help solve your problem. Now they can do it in WhatsApp. So a lot of initiatives have been put in place while we are waiting for the borders to open in order to maintain our level of service and enhance the guest experience. So once everything back to normal, so we are ready to take off.
Good.
Okay, so in summary, 2021, we plan to carry 9.4 million passengers. I think the same number as we do for 2020. In fact, once we do the budget for 2021, the number of passengers is a bit higher than this, but that before the second outbreak in December. So we have factored in already the hiccup in first quarter this year. So the total passenger remain 9.4 million. The number of aircraft, I've already explained it to you, is 54. Capacity is 12.7 million seats. Load factor is 25. Utilization of the aircraft is 7.5 hours. And most importantly, we try to maintain our discipline of controlling costs. We stay lean, and we plan to bring down CASK by 18%. So that's the outlook for 2021, right?
Very good.
So,
I'm impressed.
Okay.
Very good.
Thank you, Muntas, for you're very kind. So we all know about that. We know how to do business. We have been in the business for a long time, and we are renowned as the best cost saving airline. So with cost control, we know how to do business. But we cannot do it now because a certain restriction. There's no tourists coming in the country, so that stop us from doing our business. So once the situation resume, the government is restrictions or borders open, and then tourists coming in, then we start make money again. And you are aware of that. So meantime, please we'll try to hang on. We will go through this, and thanks for your blessing. And we are now welcome your questions. And Kuntasapon, you help us